Blog Talk Radio. Here on blogtalkradio.com, presented by Encore Radio. Yes, it is Monday, and it's time for Inspirational Monday. Today's going to be a really laid-back type of show. Not going to be too deep for you. Well, some would be, but not really, really deep. You know what I mean? And today is just going to be basically about enjoying life's moments. Every moment in your life should be celebrated. Every moment in your life should be celebrated. Celebrate good and the bad, and even sometimes the ugly, because guess what? They're going to make you better in the end. They're going to make you a better person than you were before. You know, I've had my share of moments where I didn't like some of the moments, but I'm thankful and I'm grateful for those moments because they taught me valuable lessons. You know, we talk about that all the time here on Inspirational Monday, where we learn something from the time that we spent with people, or the moments that are not so great. You know what I mean? Our bad moments, our bad times, our ugly times. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I've had some dark days, but I'm grateful for those dark days because those dark days made me a better person. It taught me how to appreciate where I am and where I've come from. You know, growing up, I was talking to my cousins yesterday, and I was reminding them of the time that we had a snack shop in our neighborhood that my great grandmother built, you know, had opened up. And in hindsight, it's like, wow, she basically was creating a legacy for us that we could continue going, you know, continue on for generations to come. But during the time, we didn't see it that way. You know what I'm saying? We didn't see it that she was teaching us how to be business owners. She was teaching us how to serve the community. You know what I'm saying? She was teaching us the values of having a legacy that can be passed down from generation to generation. You know, today, a lot of us don't think about those moments. We don't think about what our parents or our grandparents built and created for us. We just think, oh, they're just doing something. They're just doing this just to make money on the side, when really it was teaching lessons. Those moments are the moments that I'm grateful for. You know what I'm saying? The moments where I learned that you can't eat the profit up. You know what I'm saying? You can't eat the profit up. You know what I mean? You can't go into your store and eat what you have to sell. You know what I'm saying? What you're serving the community with. You know, the kids in the neighborhood. Oh, and I tell you, honey, we had everything. It was a child's dream. A child's dream come true. Had all types of snacks and little treats that, you know, we could, you know, just eat up, you know. You even get sick off of them, too, as well. Drinks. I mean, for those of you who are from the South, if you don't know what Faygo drinks are, you're missing something. You know what I'm saying? Faygos were a bomb. Faygo was like, it was a soda. It had a fizz to it, but it had different flavors. They came in different flavors. It was like strawberry. They had root beer. Orange, I mean, so many different melons and watermelons, you know, mango, like different banana, like different flavors. It was a drink. I don't know if anybody remember Hubba Bubba's. We used to sell Hubba Bubba's as well, but we also sold the other drinks for, you know, like the older folks, you know, who stuck with the Cokes and the Diet Cokes and the Sprites and all those drinks. We had them in can and we had them in bottle. We also sold, like I said, every type of treat that you could think of, from potato chips to candy. We had what we call down here in the South, now later. But it's now and later. And it's like a little soft, hard candy. A hard candy starts off hard, then it ends up soft once you put it in your mouth and, you know, it kind of melts down or whatever, right? And they had them in different flavors too as well. Banana, strawberry, watermelon, cake, sour apple, like different flavors now and later. Oh, man, if you are international, I tell you, those were the best moments. And I'm pretty sure that in your area where you are, you have a lot of different things that just made you just like, wow, I'm thankful for this moment. Like, this is a great moment. You know what I'm saying? You have treats in your area that just made you just feel like, wow, like you took that time out to enjoy that moment. You know, that's what life is about, enjoying those moments, celebrating those moments in your life that may seem to others as, wow, hard times, but they're actually great times. You know what I'm saying? You know, growing up, I'm pretty sure your parents were tough on you. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually grateful that I had parents, grandparents that were tough on me, my family that were tough on me, teaching me ways to go and not to stray, you know, stray out there and get in these streets. Some people aren't that fortunate. You know what I'm saying? The kids today is just like, they don't know what those things are. They don't know what guidance is. They don't know what strict and hard rules are today. You know what I mean? Because most of them are inside playing video games. Even in my neighborhood, their kids, and when I'm walking in the evening time, you know, getting my exercise on, I see kids outside playing. And I'm just like, wow, those kids are not inside playing video games. They're outside. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. We stayed outside till the light came on. You know what I mean? When the light comes on, it's time to go in. That was our, like, okay, it's time to go in now. The light's coming on. But, child, these kids will stay out there even when the lights is, the lights is on. But those moments, you know what I'm saying? So it's, be grateful for those moments that you have. You know what I'm saying? Those moments taught you lessons. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? You didn't have to stand those moments. You didn't have to stand those bad times. You survived those bad times. You know what I'm saying? You came out of those bad times, those moments where you felt like, oh, this is like the worst time ever for me. You know what I mean? Like, no, I'm actually thankful. You know, even when I was going to college, you know, I felt like, man, you know, I didn't do so well the first year that I was in, when I freshly coming out of high school, of course, you know what I mean? And I didn't have I didn't do well in a few classes, but I never gave up. And I'm thankful for those moments that I never gave up on wanting to pursue my education. You know what I mean? I never gave up on that moment. You know, even in high school, my teacher encouraged me to be a writer, and I really wasn't trying to be the editor-in-chief of my high school's literary magazine. You know, I just wanted to help. And lo and behold, she made me and another young lady editor-in-chief. And I'm like, wow, okay, editor-in-chief. I wasn't expecting this. You know what I mean? Like, I was not. This was not what I was aiming for, but it just taught me that she saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for the insecure moment, you know, not feeling like I was good enough or, you know, smart enough or even beautiful enough. You know, we often get into these relationships where we feel like we're not appreciated or loved by our significant others or those we choose to surround ourselves with. You know what I'm saying? But those moments, those times made me who I am today. I'm thankful and grateful for those moments. I celebrate those moments because they made me better. I don't have to depend on a man or someone to validate who I am. I don't have to have somebody just to tell me that I'm beautiful. I know that I am. You know what I'm saying? And yes, I'm still a work in progress. And there are not times where I don't think that I'm not good enough. You know what I'm saying? But I give myself that self-talk. Remember, we talked about self-talk. You know? And so I'm grateful for those times. It just continues to keep me striving. It lets me know that I'm human. It lets me know that I have something to look forward to. Because when it's all said and done, will be the finished product of who I was put here on earth to be. So let's be thankful for those moments. Let's celebrate those moments each and every day. Each and every day, we should celebrate the person that we no longer are. You know, I'm no longer the insecure, felt bad for herself, depressed young girl coming up. You know, I used to be teased a lot. Remember, I talked about shared that. And I used to be teased because I wore glasses. I had this thick, bushy, curly hair because I had a jerry curl. But, you know, I used to get teased all the time. But I'm thankful for that because now I can appreciate who I am today. And on that note, we're going to take our first break here on the Midnight Cocoa Show on blogtalkradio.com. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know your thoughts. What are you grateful for? The moments that you're grateful for in your life. You can hit me up on Twitter at Midnight Cocoa, MIDNIGHTKOKO, or Instagram Encore Radio, that's UNKORRADIO, or Facebook, Facebook.com/Cocoa Radio. We'll be right back. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show. It's glam time, just in time for spring. Hey, ladies, do you love playing dress-up for that special guy in your life? Or how about a girl's night out? Well, Glam Time Beauty Supply has all of your beauty needs. Yes, from makeup to beauty products and everything in between. Just log on to Instagram at Glam Time Beauty Supply and let them know that your girl Miss Coco sent you. That's Glam Time Beauty Supply for all of your beauty needs. You're listening to The Midnight Coco Show, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stay tuned for more of our show after the break.
Believe you can live out all your dreams.
We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It's your girl, Miss Coco, and this is Inspirational Monday. Today we are talking about enjoying life moments, celebrating those moments in our life where, you know, they may feel like, oh man, this is just a downer, but, you know, I don't feel like I'm worthy of being this and being that, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel like I should be in a different space in my life. You know, sometimes the life that we live is going to take time to get to where we want to be. You know what I'm saying? We can't always expect things to happen overnight. We don't become the better version of ourselves overnight. We become the best version of ourselves over time. We become the best version of ourselves over time. That means every moment that we have lived, every moment that we have experienced, whether good, bad, or indifferent, those moments make the best version of ourselves. That's what makes us better. You know what I mean? Learning from those moments in our life. You know, I can remember a time where it was really not a good space for me. It was not a really good time for me. And I'll share this in my memoir one day. And I just felt like I felt alone. I felt like I didn't deserve to be on this planet anymore. I felt like, why am I here? I didn't understand why I was here, you know, and I just felt like maybe it's just best for me just to end it all, because I felt like nobody was paying attention to me. Nobody heard me. Nobody saw me. You know what I mean? And I just wanted to just run and just go away and just been like, well, nobody cares about me anyway, so why don't I just go ahead and just leave? That was not a good moment for me. But I'm grateful for that moment, because it taught me that I did have a reason to be here. You know what I'm saying? And that there was someone paying attention to me. There was someone who heard me, that listened to me, that understood and knew who and where I was at that moment. Now I can sit back and think about those moments and like, wow, although I went through this dark period in my life, I'm better because of it. I can share with someone else about those dark times that I've experienced. You know what I'm saying? I remember sharing not too long ago with someone about a particular song and how the song just made me feel like, okay, I don't have to be ashamed of how I look. Okay, and appreciate every flaw that I have. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about. Appreciating every flaw, appreciating those dark times, because you don't know who you will help later on in life. You know, when a person experienced being in a gang and they end up going to prison for their actions, and then when they are released, they go back to those old neighborhoods and they talk to those young kids that are coming up that want to get in the game. And they let them know, like, you don't have to do that. You know, during the time that I felt like I wasn't anybody and I felt like, oh, this is the only people, but that wasn't the only people. There was other ways that I could have expressed myself. I didn't have to express myself by joining a gang and harming other people and doing bad things. Now that I realize and know that, I can come back and let you know you don't have to do this. This is not who you are. There's something better and greater for you. You know what I mean? That you can do. And all we need is a glimpse of who we will be in the future. You know what I'm saying? And we get those moments. Trust me, we do get those glimpses of who we'll be in the future, but we don't understand it sometimes. We don't understand who we'll be in the future. I can remember having a dream and I would hold a microphone. I never understood, and I've shared this before with you, I never understood, why am I holding a microphone? Because back in those days, when I was a young girl, I was, you know, I was singing in a church, in the choir, in the children's youth choir, and I was just like, why am I holding a microphone? I never understood it. You know what I mean? I knew that I always loved to sing. You know, I knew that that was something that brought me peace. You know, it still does to this day. Because when I sing and I open my mouth and I start singing words, feeling, and expressing myself, it makes me feel happy. It makes me feel wonderful. And now I know that some people who become singers, whether they're gospel or R&B or jazz musicians or country stars, that those, that's their happy space. When they're on the stage and they're singing, they're presenting their vocal talents that God gave them, their gift to the world. And it's healing, healing to those who listen to them. And I also thought, well, maybe that's what I'm supposed to do. As I was younger, that's what I've always wanted to be, was a singer. Like, oh, I wanted to sing. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. I joined the choir when I was in high school, and my teacher used to always ask me, are you still singing? I'm like, yeah, sometimes I still sing or whatever, you know. But I felt like my talent wasn't good enough, because when I auditioned or got into these talent shows, sometimes those talent shows, everybody didn't accept, you know, my vocal talent. You know what I mean? They didn't accept my vocal gift. And I'm appreciative of those moments, but it just made me that, okay, I have to continue to keep working and continue to keep working on perfecting the gift that I have. Now I understand, okay, maybe that's, you know, maybe that's one part of what I'm supposed to be doing. Then what's the other part? What I'm doing today for you now, encouraging you, inspiring you to be the best version of you, appreciating those moments that you've gone through to be who you are today. You know what I mean? You know, and so that's another part of me. Like, there's so many different layers, you know, so many different things we can grasp from just a glimpse. Like I said, dreaming that I was holding a microphone. Why am I holding a microphone? Is it to sing? Is it to talk? What is it to do? You know what I mean? What is it that I am supposed to be doing? The microphone can represent so many different things. It is having a voice to be able to reach and touch others, serving others, whether that be in a musical form or in speaking form, writing. I've always loved to write. I would write songs, poetry growing up, and I'm like, why am I writing this stuff? You know what I mean? Like, what is this about? And again, another part of who we are. Everything that we do, have done, experience in our life makes us who we are supposed to be. We are supposed to be on this planet encouraging each other, helping each other, serving each other, celebrating each other, as well as celebrating ourselves, encouraging ourselves. So appreciate those moments that you have, that you've been given. We're going to take another break, but we're going to continue with more of Inspirational Monday here on the Midnight Cocoa Show, presented by Uncle Radio, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Founder of Living Sacrifice Ministries International, Sisters International, and Faith Deliverance Temple. I'm inviting you to Living Sacrifice Ministries' new broadcast day and hours. We will be broadcasting on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We are moving from Sundays, 7 a.m. to Saturdays, 10 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Would you join me on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time? God bless you and God keep you. I will see you there this Saturday, the first Saturday in March. God bless you and God keep you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. God bless you.
Showing kindness and weakness is the strength that's in.
We're back listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It's your girl, Miss Coco. This is Inspirational Monday. Yes, honey. We are discussing about appreciating each and every moment that we are given in our life. Some moments are not so great, and others are great. But instead of focusing on just the great times, we should embrace the not so great times as well. You know what I'm saying? The not so great times are lessons. We should look at the not so great times as lessons that we can learn from. You know what I'm saying? I have had some lessons, some not so great times that are definitely lessons, you know, that I have definitely learned from. And they made me better. And I'm still a work in progress because I'm sure there are going to be other moments that's going to come that are not going to be great. And there are going to be moments that are going to be great. But I'm going to appreciate those times, those moments, especially if I have the tools that I need to overcome those not so great times. You know, that's why it's important to do therapy. You know what I'm saying? So you can get tools that can help you prepare or overcome those moments that are not great. You know what I'm saying? Whether you've seen abuse in your life, how do you deal with abuse? Recognizing the signs of abuse. Recognizing that a person is dealing with their own trauma and they're inflicting their trauma onto you, or their own insecurities and they're inflicting their pain off on you. You know what I'm saying? What do you do? How do you address that situation? Well, one of those things is you can always choose to let that situation go. Let that person know, like, hey, I can no longer continue to involve myself with you because I feel that what you're doing to me is harming me. Not only is it harming me, but it's also harming you because you are dealing with something that you may have not gotten the proper toolage, you know, the proper lessons and understandings of what you're dealing with. You don't know how to deal with what you're dealing with. So therefore, I choose to separate myself from you because it's unhealthy for both of us. So my suggestion is that you go get some help and I'm going to go get some help. You know what I'm saying? So if we're honest and being honest with each other as well, being honest with each other, you know, because if you're not honest with yourself and with those people, then how can those people and yourself, you know, be able to move forward? You know, you have to always be honest, letting a person know, hey, this is my agenda. And I'm sorry if you don't feel that that is what I'm actually doing here, but that is the truth. And you can take it however you want to take it. But if you inflict pain on me, I'm walking away. I'm done. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to deal with that. I'm not going to accept your hurt, your pain, your abuse that you're giving me because of your own insecurities, your own abuse, your own trauma that you've experienced in your life, and you want to inflict it on me. And then once you're done with that situation, you've separated yourself from that situation, then you can appreciate, okay, you know what? I did great. I handled that situation to the best of my ability, and I knew that that's something that I did not want to involve myself with. That's something that I did not want to associate myself or affiliate myself with that type of behavior. You know what I'm saying? And you can be thankful that you knew, you recognized, you saw what was happening. And celebrate yourself, because you know what? You didn't feel sorry for. Let me tell you. Your girl, Miss Coco, definitely not perfect. Definitely not perfect. Because I can remember a situation that I was in years ago, and I kept trying to continue to talk to this person and talk to this person, let this person know, hey, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I'm seeing, this is what I need, and they were not listening or hearing me. And I gave the person several chances, and they did not want to change or make the situation better. It only made the situation worse, to where I knew that that is something that I did not want to affiliate with. I did not want to be involved with that person. You know what I'm saying? And when I let that person know, like, hey, even wrote down the areas that we needed to work on, like, hey, well, maybe I need to work on this. I need to work on communicating better with you and letting you know, hey, this is what I need. And if you can't, you're like, well, why are you doing this and why are you doing that? You know what I mean? Like, who writes, sit up here and write letters and stuff. I'm letting you know how I'm feeling. These are the things, the areas that I would like to change in. And if you don't want to change those situations, then the only thing I can do just is sever ties with you. You know what I'm saying? I can't not continue to be in a situation that is not serving me anymore. It is not serving me a purpose. It's not making me happy. Why should I stay in a miserable situation because you feel like, oh, well, I did this, I did that. What did you do besides make me miserable? And I'm speaking from a relationship standpoint. You know what I'm saying? What did you do? You, every day, you didn't greet me. You didn't give me affirmations. You didn't give me anything. But I would do that for you, but you didn't reciprocate it. So why should I stay or keep you around? And I helped you. Help me what? Help me be miserable? That's what you helped me do. You didn't cater to my needs. I catered to yours, but you didn't cater to mine. If this thing that we're doing, this thing that we're in, is supposed to work, then we have to work together. It can't just be one person doing all the work, and then you're receiving, but and I'm not getting anything. And don't say that it's tit for tat. It's not tit for tat. It is working together. How can we spend quality time with each other if you're always hanging with your friends? And then when I say I'm out, you want to holler, oh, I did this, I helped you, I was here in the house, I was here. You were here physically, but you weren't here mentally or emotionally. You were emotionally unavailable. And we'll talk about that one day. We'll get into the whole relationship thing maybe one day, or maybe wisdom or something. You know, you were emotionally unavailable. You were emotionally unattached, where I was trying so hard and to the point where I checked out. I checked out the situation. You didn't know that I was out. And now that it's come to the point where it's like I'm done completely, you put everybody else over me, and I'm the one that you're supposed to be in a relationship with? Okay. So those moments like that, realizing your value and appreciating your standards. You know what I'm saying? Appreciating what you want in life, and not allowing somebody to inflict their own beliefs and thoughts and whatever they feel like is the right way to do things or the right way to handle things onto you. Even from a friendship standpoint, I've been, you know, associated with, you know, with people that, you know, growing up, I felt like this person was my best friend, like my ride or die, my ace, and didn't realize until later on, years down the line, that this person was jealous of me. And I'm like, why? Like, I don't understand. Why are you jealous of me? This person was jealous of me. This person just, I don't know if they felt like they wanted me to like them. And I did like them back. And I, you know, and I appreciated them. I appreciated their friendship. But it was like, why are you abusing me? Why are you hating on me? You know what I'm saying? I'm just being me. This is who I am. I can't be nobody else. I like everybody, and everybody likes me. So why can't you accept that? It's not taking away from you or me, our friendship. But yet you want to inflict pain on me because you're feeling some type of way. You're feeling some type of insecurity within yourself. You know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't be that way. We've been friends. We've been riding together since we were kids, through second grade. And you want to tell me that, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, huh? Like, what are you talking about? I see you this and that. Like, what? I didn't get it. You know what I'm saying? I really didn't get it. So those situations like that, you can learn from, and you can take those lessons into the next situation, you know, that you get involved in, or you can recognize what you're worth in this situation. Is this worth being in this situation with this person, dealing with this person? You know what I'm saying? Appreciating that you learned a lesson, like, okay, I'm not going to deal with a person that's going to be negative towards me. I'm not going to be able to deal with a person who's always afflicting their issues onto me. I'm not going to deal with a person who is going to be abusive, whether that's physical, verbal, mental, emotional. I'm not going to deal with those things. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to beat down on me, and I'm not doing anything. I'm giving you the opposite of what you're giving me. So we're going to take our final break, but we're going to continue with our Inspirational Monday here on The Midnight Cocoa Show on blogtalkradio.com. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's your girl, Miss Cocoa. keep it locked. This is Inspirational Monday. You're listening to The Midnight Cocoa Show, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stay tuned for more of our show after the break. Until I We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It's your girl, Miss Coco. We only have a few minutes left in our show today. But I want to remind you that you can appreciate each and every moment that you had in your life. The insecurities, the bad times, the dark times, the good times. They all make you who you are today. The best version of who you are. And guess what? You're still going to be a work in progress because there's still going to be more of those times that are going to come. But if you took the lessons from those moments that you've learned in your life, excuse me, the good, the bad, the indifferent times and moments in your life, and you've learned from them, you can look forward to having better days. You know, you can look forward to having better days when you have taken the tools that you've learned. And also getting therapy, getting, you know what I mean, getting those tools as well, because they all work hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? So appreciate those moments. Appreciate and celebrate each and every moment that you've had, that you've been given. Because they make you who you are today. And they're going to make you an even better person tomorrow. I know that I'm appreciative of every moment that I've had in my life. I have no regrets. Because they make me who I am today. And the moments that I'm going to have going forward are going to make me a better person tomorrow. So enjoy and appreciate the life you've been given. Celebrate each and every moment that you've been given. Take time to smell your roses. I thank you for tuning in and listening to me here on the Midnight Coco Show on blogtalkradio.com, presented by Encore Radio. I hope that you had a wonderful time. And share this with someone else. Share with your friends, your family, or just share with anybody. You know what I'm saying? Follow us on social media at Midnight and on Facebook, Coco Radio, on Facebook.com, and as well as on Instagram, Encore Radio. That's UNKORRADIO. Until then, feel free to be you and live for today like it is your last, because life has its struggles. But always, take a sip of cocoa, and guess what? You will be all right. I'm your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you back here next time. Peace.